drummers, you know, you really have to concentrate and kind of think, you know, where are we, what's going on, because they're playing so much stuff, you know.
Piggy was the drummer.
Yes, sir. I mean, everything. He was in, so that's the first time I ever heard that, was dealing with Piggy. You know, everything was separate, and it was working. And Piggy could play.
I know.
Because I did, I lucked out, and when they opened, there was a club called the Interlude, right behind the Carlton Hotel.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Court Place.
I remember.
And it was upstairs, second floor. And I went in there. I had Eddie Anderson on guitar, Piggy on drums, Dave Allen on bass.
Okay.
And Jerry Allen playing piano and doubling on trombone.
Okay.
So like Eddie would play and Jerry and I would play, or Jerry would play the piano part. You know, and we were in there for a while. You know, a good little while, and then Ducky and him went in there with Ducky and Head and went in there. But Piggy, man, that cat boy.
He's gone.
Let's see what else.
He's gone.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been dead. Five or six years now. In fact, he came home, and I ran into him up at, because he was living in New York for a while, and I ran into him up at the VA hospital, and he was back here for treatment, because I don't know whether he had diabetes or not, but I know he had some kind of health problem, and then that was it. But you say, and as far as the union is concerned, you had no interaction with the, you just paid your dues
that was
and kept on stepping. Do you have any, what are your feelings about about the union 471 and the musicians that came through there in terms of the legacy that we've done here in Pittsburgh and nationally? You know,
well, see, that's a really hard question for me, because after I got out of playing, I sort of just lost interest, you know. So I really have no concept of what happened or what was going on or anything like that.
Well, okay. Well, look at it. I'm just saying, if you
I remember the merger.
Well, the merger, that was in 65, and we went downtown in 66. But if you just take for an instance, the Mellon Jazz Festival has been here 10 years.
Okay.
And 9 of the recipients have been black musicians, and so they had to come through 471. Any black musician that played in this town had to come through 471.
Yeah, okay.
And that's part of what I'm getting at, you know. Think of how powerful and how influential, you know, the association of 471 or being a union musician has been to all the stars that have come out of Pittsburgh, you know, because all of Ray Brown, all them guys, they all had to come out of 471. In fact, I should say 8 of the recipients are former members of 471, because Johnny Costa just got it last year. So now what? This is 11 years. So there's 9 of them, because Roger just got it this year. But prior to that, you know, all of the Earl Garner, Mary Lou Williams, you know, all of them at one point in time were members of 471. You know. And what we're trying to do is just make this a little more known, because a lot of people don't even know that we had
separate
unions
and
all that. Because when you start talking to folks about that, they say, "Oh no, I didn't know that." And you know, and the reason we went down behind the arena for that photo shoot was that was as close as we could come to our original location.
Okay.
You know? And in fact, that club, the club prior to the musicians taking over had been called the Paramount, and then prior to that it was called the Collins Inn, because the guy Harry Collins was the owner of the building back in the early 1900s.
Okay.
And because I got all this out of my Earl Hines book, and it was the Collins Inn, and then up the street was the old Crawford Grill. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up the street was near Townsend Street.
Yeah.
So that was the old Crawford Grill, and I believe if I'm understanding this right, that used to be called the Leader House.
I don't remember that.
The old Crawford Grill.
The one on Wiley Avenue.
Yeah, the lower.
Number one.
Yeah, number one. Yeah, that had been called the Leader House. Because this is, I'm talking 1923, 4, 5, back in
before,
that period of time.
Before we were born.
Yeah, right. And there was a singer around here, Lois Depp, Louis Depp, whatever his name is, classical singer and so forth, and then he sang in the clubs and so forth. But he got connected with Earl Hines. And they were talking about these two clubs, and then Ruby's the one that told me about it, about the Musicians Club being the Paramount. Carl Arter gave me a charter for the Musicians Club from 1942, but it doesn't have, there's no signatures on it, it just has the bylaws and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. And then when I went through that 1906 charter, some of the language on that document is repeated in our Constitution and bylaws. That's,
okay,
that's why I'm saying there is a link between that particular organization and what we ultimately became.
I see.
But the in terms of the union and the merge, it just, a lot of black guys just got eliminated. You know, they just
dropped out.
They dropped out. And then a lot of them couldn't read that well.
I know that.
You know?
I know
so,
that.
So they got eliminated, you know, not only because of the racism, but because of their own doings, you know. And a few of us, you know, Boswell and Duke Spaulding, I mean, he was very fortunate because he was working with a guy, Stan Seebeck, you know, years ago. Because when I was talking to him, I said, you know, partly, see, Duke could pass. Gambrell,
yeah,
same way. See,
bass player?
No, Bill Gambrell. You know, play, if you no, I played keyboards. You worked with Carl at the Pirate Inn.
Okay.
Jock.
Okay.
Gambrell. And they're real fair, and they could kind of, you know, kind of slide by. Particularly Duke Spaulding.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but who was this bass player that played with Walt Harper at one time? Or, I think was played with Walt. Very fair. I think.
Oh, that's Tommy McDaniel.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a cop. Because he had worked with me with when I had my group. Mm-hmm. Well, see, he and Dave Lee, Jim Armstrong, yeah, Tommy, Dave, and Jim Armstrong used to work with Bill Cotton.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And they were having problems, so they were ready to quit. So George Childress, you know, got wind of their problems, and he talked to Joe Robinson at the Grill,
yeah,
and said, Joe, I can get you a band.
Uh-huh.
So George approached me and said, Chuck, I can get you some musicians. Why don't you? So then that was the formation of my group.
Okay.
That was the Chuck Austin Quintet that went in the Grill. And I was in there, a house band for, I was in there almost 9 months,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
And but through that arrangement, but Tommy worked with me, and then he went with Bobby Jones. Not Bobby Jones, he went with Walt.
Okay.
When he
yeah.
left me,
yeah.
he left me with Walt, because he was saying, you know, Chuck, I don't want to do this, but you know, Walt works a lot, and I can, and it's fine. I mean, you got to work, you got to make that money. Let's see, what else now? What would you say to a young, you know, young aspiring musician coming through, you know, young fellow going to high school and so forth? Serious-minded, what would you kind of tell him to do or not to do?
Well, first of all, I tell him to study, of course, you mm-hmm. know, practice, mm-hmm. study, mm-hmm. get with, and definitely get into theory,
mm-hmm.
definitely get into theory, and take some piano lessons.
Yes,
take some piano lessons.
Yeah.
Things I would tell him not to do, stay as far away from drugs as possible, you know. And I guess that's about it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What else can you do?
Yeah.
And listen.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
To both classical and jazz.
Yeah. Yeah. And if anything, try to play with guys that are better than you.
Yes. Definitely.
Because that'll really
do
pull
it to you
along.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you get caught up playing with mediocrity.
And that's where you stay.
And you stay there.
Uh-huh.
You and a lot of times I try to explain that to some of these guys, you know, I mean, you gotta put yourself to the test, you mm-hmm. know, you gotta challenge yourself. So the mm-hmm. best way to do it is get with better
exactly.
players, you know.
You yeah. see, at the time I played with that big band, that, I mean, like, that was the tops in Pittsburgh, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because you had the best guys in town.
Fantastic.
You had the boss guys. And let's see, what else? What else can I ask you here now? Okay. You in the Army thing? Well, I guess that about covers all that we can talk about, Frank. And what affected your career was health, I mean, dental problems.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all. But see, the thing is with that, I went to the service and I got turned around. And I remember you telling me one time, mm-hmm. you asked me what I was doing. I told mm-hmm. you, said, well, you just found yourself. You know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I find that mm-hmm. being in architecture, that's mm-hmm. what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a still mm-hmm. the same.
Yeah, it's creative.
The arts.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, yeah. I sing with Bach Choir, and I don't know if you mm-hmm. knew that or not.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I've been with Bach Choir
for
over 12 years.
Oh, okay. You know, do the Messiah and things at Christmas.
Jerry, all classical.
All classical. Yeah,
and I mean, we do some things. And
yeah.
We have done some things, but we do some things by some contemporary composers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
Luckily,
I can read
very well.
See, with that choir, I'd say we're on a par with Mendelssohn.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that Mendelssohn gets the publicity that they get is because they're with the Pittsburgh Symphony all the time. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because last year, I mean, like, we were out at, where the hell was that? You know where Nima Colin is?
Yeah.
We were out there a couple
right.
of times.
Yeah.
And we were at a couple of festivals. Oh,
yeah.
man. West Virginia.
Charleston?
No, this is not Charleston. No. What's the other big town there? West Virginia.
Parkersburg.
No. Is it
Huntington?
No.
Clarksburg? Well, wherever. Okay.
Anyway,
signing
for the weekend. Oh,
yeah.
man. Like, the people treat us like, whew.
How many blacks in that group?
Three.
yeah.
Three. There's a hundred. Over 100
voices. Right.
And there's three guys, and there were two women, and one of the women was so fair that they didn't know.
yeah.
But we knew.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good though. But that's good.
I love it.
All right, well,
love
Frank.
It today.
I'm
okay.